Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It's a Monday and happy holidays from all of us here at the Gas Digital Network. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. We are all back in from our Christmas shenanigans. And before I leave for New Year's, we're going to do a few episodes of the zoo. What do you guys say across the table from me? Two very funny, talented, and wonderful people from the I Feel Fat Today podcast. It's our good friend, Kelly Taylor.
Hello.
How are you, my love?
Great. Happy holidays. Happy to be here.
Happy holidays. Thank you for being here. And from Robbie Wood on YouTube, stalwart of the show, one of my favorite people to broadcast with.
Aww.
It's Robbie Goodwin.
Hey, Zach. What's going on?
How you doing, brother?
Good, good. It's so nice to be here on this Christmas season.
Thank you.
It feels very fucking festive in here, you know?
It's very fun. I gotta ask, the Soprano shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Is that that's not the KITH collaboration, right?
I just got that, though.
Dude, I was looking at the prices on those.
I know.
Yeah, they're expensive.
$70 t-shirt. But
pretty
I had to get.
They had the hoodie that was really nice.
I know,
with all of them on it.
Like fucking $400.
I know. I really liked it though. I couldn't do it. But
I tweeted out,
can someone give me thousands of dollars just to buy all this stuff?
In like a month, look on Depop.
Yeah.
They might have it on Depop.
That's
a
good
tip. I got New York or Nowhere Mets gear for my family this year for Christmas.
That's great.
Depop.
Yeah. I love the Kith stuff. I think they do the coolest designs. And I love Soprano. So I was like, I need all of this, but I just don't have enough money.
What was everybody's Christmas viewing? Movies, TV shows?
Oh, yeah.
In my house, we watched It Chapter 1 and 2 because
great.
We just got off the high of Welcome to Derry.
Excellent.
And so, yeah, that was really great. Didn't have time for the Tim Curry one, but.
Very, very good.
Yeah, I also watched something about an evil clown that's terrorizing America called CNN. In my opinion, they should call that show Welcome to Scary. Also, Pennywise the Dancing Clown, I have some beef with. First of all, he never says anything funny for a clown. And second of all, very little dancing from Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
He does dance,
He
though.
Does dance in
he
the new
one.
Have a dance.
I'm glad they got my note because that was my biggest note with the films. I need to watch the show.
He is more of a troll than a comedy.
Yeah.
I watched the first couple episodes. It was good. But I always maintain the best Christmas movie is Ron Howard's The Grinch. And it's hard to argue.
Very good.
It's kind of getting a reconsideration lately, weirdly.
Yeah,
I feel that way as well.
I've been on The Grinch train for a long time. Because Jim Carrey is just so good in it. I legitimately think he should win an Oscar for just all the fucking makeup and paint. And then he just commits so hard to being like gay Nixon a little bit. You know, it's just so good. I also watched One Battle After Another finally. Fucking great. Like, probably my favorite of the year, I would say, so far.
Excellent.
Sean Penn is hilarious in it. He does a Vince McMahon walk the whole time.
Very good.
Really made me laugh.
Very good. We did Home Alone 1 and 2.
2 is better, in my opinion. What do you think?
You're welcome to that opinion.
The president is in it.
Yes, he is. We did Home Alone 1 and 2. Then we did Christmas Vacation, Elf, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Dang.
And new one, Violent Night.
Oh, yeah.
With the guy from Stranger Things, which was fucking awesome.
Nice.
Was it?
Holy shit. Great top-to-bottom action movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I did not know the bad guy in it is fucking Leguizamo.
Yeah. You know what?
Absolute banger.
You should check out, have you seen Better Watch Out?
Yes.
That's another fun Christmas horror. In my opinion.
We just did Krampus on Spook Show, and that was really good.
I enjoyed Krampus as well. That's a fun one. I like the dark Christmas movies. Those are always like a good, like, you know, now that we're all adults, it's like, you know. Because most Christmas movies are like kids' movies, right?
Yeah, but there's a good mix, I would say.
Yeah, rom-com Christmas movies like that are kind of young adult.
Yeah, and then...
What's the best adult Christmas movie? Wonderful Life, I guess. That's
probably Love Actually for grown-ups.
The Holiday.
Yeah.
I love
I
the
say
Holiday.
Eyes Wide Shut.
What's the fucking Matthew Broderick, Danny DeVito?
Oh, Deck the Halls? No, wait, what's that fucking movie called?
Shannon, if you could look it up. It's so bad.
Yeah.
And then when you read about the production, apparently it was the worst. Like,
really?
Everyone hated each other.
No way.
And wow. Everyone's miserable.
It was
and
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls?
Yeah.
It comes wow. out on screen so hard how unhappy yeah. everyone is to be in this
That's
movie.
So that reminds me, there's an Affleck Gandolfini Christmas movie, which sounds like the greatest thing that would
yeah,
ever
right.
be made, right? But it's just a fucking bummer to watch.
Was that his last movie? Did that come out posthumously?
I think it came out either close to death or after death, yeah. His last movie was called, like, The Drop with Tom Hardy, and he's so fucking fat in it. It's crazy. It's a good watch.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty fun movie, but he's, like, literally cannot get up. It is a... That's
some of us request to be seated in our roles.
Look, it's a character choice. I understand.
So, dude, the last time I did a short, the guy literally went, "Don't worry, you don't get up in this movie." Oh. Yes,
you're on the Seagal contract.
Yeah. Yeah. They just know you're right.
I was an assassin.
Yeah,
I was an assassin playing Duck Hunt in an arcade, and all I had to do was get up and leave. That was my that was the most motion he gave me.
Incredible.
All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Robbie, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Oh, so this is actually breaking news. I'm bringing this. Me and Dalton are rebranding our podcast to The Arena of Ideas.
That's
so
cool.
Every Thursday at 8, step into the arena. Me and Dalton are mental gladiators. We go tete-a-tete every week with guests. Our swords are facts, our shields are logic. Prove our minds.
Tete-a-tete is also how Dalton pronounces tecate.
I'll get a tete-a-tete and a mogadello.
Sorry to interrupt your plug with
no,
the silly joke.
Yeah, we have some really good guests coming up. Mike Racine's coming on soon, and I'm going to tease it here. A Mike Figgs reunion might also be on the horizon.
Whoa.
So
very
check
good.
Out the Arena of Ideas in the new year. It's a lot of good fun. We have the Libtard live chat in there. It's a good time.
Congratulations, buddy. Callie?
Amazing. As always, check out my podcast, I Feel Fat Today. New episodes every Friday. Been a little bit of a break, but don't worry, we're coming back strong in the new year. And then follow me on Instagram at Hello, This Is Kelly.
Good follow. Kelly's a good follow.
Appreciate it. And Robbie had a great episode on my podcast.
Yes, check
today.
That out. That
was
very
awesome.
Good. Talk about Panda Express.
Nice.
Yes. If you have any thoughts on Panda Express.
Hey, guys, if you want to follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. All my dates, punchup.live/ZachAmico. Here's my dates coming up. I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio on New Year's Eve with Luis J. Gomez. Then we're back that Friday. Then we're in Miamisburg, Ohio that Saturday. The following week, I'm in Toronto at Catacombs Cabaret doing stand-up and a live spook show. And then the end of next month, I'm going on tour for 9 days, it looks like, with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. You can go to Psychopathic Records for all those dates. Should be really fun. It's going to be concerts and wrestling and a bunch of silly shit. So come hang out, and I apologize for missing the Christmas Big Ballas party. I was under the weather. We got a lot. Oh, and if you love the show, go to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, and you get yourself a little bit of money off your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of your favorite episodes of all your Gas Digital programs. And you get that Friday episode. That's right. We do 3 of these suckers a week. And the only way to get all 3... is to subscribe. So thank you so much, guys, for supporting the show. And now we'll start here.
Canada. That's fun. Never been.
Been a couple times. I'm snake bit. I've had both times I was supposed to be in Toronto have been canceled.
Really?
One time was not my fault. One time was my fault.
Oh, yeah?
Because I had to cancel it for a film thing.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm excited to finally get there.
Yeah,
nice.
That's. I really want to go. I haven't left the country as an adult, so
what?
I want to start with
that's,
Canada. Yeah,
does not feel canon to your lore.
I know. I seem like I'm a world traveler.
Yeah.
You do.
Shit.
You do
yeah.
seem like you just
you seem like
jet
you
around
were,
the world.
Yeah,
it's
like
I go
were
back
a
to
baby
San Francisco
with a passport.
A lot. I'm sorry. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
baby with a passport. Now that's a movie idea. Oh, when you said Luis J. Gomez, too, I was thinking about In One Battle After Another, they keep calling Sean Penn's character Stephen J. Lockjaw, and I kept being like, don't forget the J, bitch.
So I read this article, and do you ever read something, and you just, like, the end of Usual Suspects just start piecing together mm-hmm. other information and people throughout your life. How a big looking butt could be a sneaky sign of autism.
I saw this.
And ADHD.
Yeah.
It explains my massive ass.
No, literally. I'm like, wow.
The amount of people, because I know Jordan has a joke, the why are all autistic people caked up? And it's a great joke. And I was like, you know, because then I think about people in my life. Because my ex used to call it the nerd walk.
Interesting.
Which was everyone I was friends with walked heel toe with their head forward.
Interesting.
Mm.
Like a very like schlumpy, dumpy walk.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
the bully from Recess.
Yes. The kind of...
that's a good pull.
What was the name of the... Is that the little kid with the curly hair, right?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Seth Simons.
No, dude, it's... Shannon, could you look up the bully for before we get into this? The bully from Reese's name, he's a little like... He looks like Mo the bartender.
Yeah, he looks like his name.
He was the first nerd bully in cartoons, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
He kind of predicted this like tech thing, bloggers, all that stuff.
His name is an anagram, and it made me laugh so fucking hard when I saw somebody do it.
Maybe this isn't it then. Randall Weems?
It is Randall.
It is Randall.
Randall, can you write Randall Weems?
Hey, it's me, Mo Jr.
Yeah. Can you write Randall Weems anagram?
Do we have a Randall Weems? Randall Weems? All right, Q, if I see you, I'm going to get over there.
A small
so his name is Randall J. Weems, and it is an anagram of a small Jew nerd.
That can't be intentional. That's so funny, though, if it is. He's like, I'm going to tell on you. That was like his whole, which is the most effective form of bullying, actually.
And it is his name, right? Like, I didn't fuck, that's not, is that's, all right, I mean, if you Google it.
His name is definitely Randall.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not to keep autistically bringing it back, but. I was on Reddit.
Calm your big butt down.
Yeah. I was asking, like, did Tarantino like one battle after another? And someone was like, I actually sat, he was showing it at his theater for like a month. And he was like, he was there once and I was there. And he was there scribbling notes the whole time. And I just pictured fucking Randall J. Weems.
Yeah,
like,
okay, what do I do next? You know, like, oh, he did that. He did that. I'm so mad.
So this article I read is essentially that a lot of people with autism and ADHD have underdeveloped muscles in their legs, and it affects their pelvic tilt.
Interesting. Mm.
Which is why a lot of ADHD and autistic people have what looks like a protruding butt,
right,
and a tummy,
right,
much like a pregnant swan. Shannon, can you fill us in a little more?
So here's the diagram it shows, just to see the difference. And so they
literally, if you looked at this chart and it said autistic, not autistic, you would go, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You think of like five people, you know.
I'm thinking of everyone I've ever met.
This is literally like my physiognomy. My exact physiognomy.
Kind of standing like the Grinch.
Yeah, it's Grinch body.
Yeah. I always said it's the yellow bastard from Sin City.
Oh, that's a good pull, too.
Shannon?
I haven't thought about that yet.
So they connect it to, like you said, kind of like a lesser muscle tone. But also it has to do with a range of postural differences, including a forward jutting head, rounded shoulders, and a tilted pelvis.
Yeah.
It's literally just teaching people how to walk like an autistic person.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just showing an impression.
Yeah. Watch girls like walk autistically now to get a big ass.
it's the new squat.
Yeah.
The new BBL is the ADHD.
Yeah. The Dungeons and Dragons walk.
Shannon, anymore?
Just also that autistic kids tend to do like the toe walking. And so that also can contribute to it.
Interesting.
Yes.
What's the toe walking like?
They walk on their tippy toes.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm thinking of so many. Like when autistic people look like they have a diaper but don't. I don't know a nice way to say it.
Right. No, for sure.
It's got a dump.
I think it's also because they say it's like a lack of muscle tone. I think it's that a lot of people in that realm don't grow up with a sport.
Yeah. And also like when there's a lot of mimicking happening when you're autistic. So it's like maybe they're trying to mimic the way they think people walk.
Or it might be how their parents walk, to be honest.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Whenever I want good posture, I always think walk like a baby because babies have perfect posture.
Okay.
Really? So when you think about that, like all of a sudden you stand up straighter.
I get the ADHD part because it takes a lot of effort to like work to have good posture.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's annoying.
It's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm a schlumpy man.
I'm schlump.
I need stimulants to walk straight.
Yeah, literally.
There's nothing straight about me. So I just thought it was super interesting. Now, hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Euro Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, if you don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many benefits, there's only one place on earth to make that purchase, and it's YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely know what's in there when you go to YoKratom.com. For, what's that? A $60 kilo? That's practically unheard of. There's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world to Kratom, so check them out. Let them know we love them. That's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the program. Slight deviation, but on topic. Have you seen some of these Gypsy Rose videos?
Yes.
So Gypsy Rose, there was a whole miniseries and then a TV movie, very famous. Her and her boyfriend, Nicholas Godejohn, killed her mom. Her mom had Munchausen, which Munchausen by proxy, which people don't know, Eminem's mom disease,
mm-hmm.
Where she was apparently convincing Gypsy and lying to people that Gypsy was much younger than she was. She was shaving her head so that she looked sicker. She had all her teeth taken out, put on a feeding tube, and was injecting her with medicine to keep her sick.
Whoa.
She was telling people she couldn't walk and that she was retarded.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And they would get every Make-A-Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Their house got destroyed in Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
They got a new house. And there's tons of people. It's really funny. People like go through vacation pictures and realize they were like sitting with them at SeaWorld.
They would be at SeaWorld.
So the mom is brutally murdered.
Oh, really?
Stabbed to death in bed.
I didn't know that. Whoa.
Brutally murdered.
Okay.
And
how? What happened?
She's stabbed lots.
Yeah, stabbed lots because Gypsy met a boy online. She was like sneaking a phone and got Nicholas to come
and kill the mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, whoa. So now here's where it gets. So she's gone.
The mom.
So what happens is they find the mom's body.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter's gone. Somebody had written on their Facebook, like Gypsy's Facebook, the bitch is dead. And they thought somebody killed the mom and kidnapped this little paralyzed retarded girl.
Wow.
Wow. Well, come to find out, she's in a hotel with her boyfriend. She's not retarded and she can walk.
It's like a Lifetime movie.
Oh, it is.
Oh, don't worry.
It was. The only thing that's like, it's probably the most beautifying of a horrible person. They had Patricia Arquette play the mom.
It was so, I know.
Yeah. Ugly fat makeup, but not even close.
But it's still Patricia
Arquette. The mom looked like Susan Boyle.
Yeah. Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, the mom was really bad.
Yeah, she was real tough.
I just watched The Housemaid, and I'm getting flashbacks to that movie and the plot twists and turns.
They go to trial. They tried to mail the knife somewhere to get rid of it. They were bumbling bad crime, but they were also kids.
Yeah.
So.
And Nicholas wasn't all there. Like, he was a little.
So Nicholas
had a pelvic tilt.
We're talking pelvic tilt for days
really?
On this boy.
Yeah. Was he like autistic or?
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Like, so I saw this Gypsy and her mom.
It looks like
and
Big
then,
Justice.
Oh my God! Gypsy and I have the same glasses.
And then this is the.
Hey, remember Big Justice and the Rizzler? That's them.
See,
that's
look
the
at TV that! Version. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh my
me?
God, that's hilarious! That's so funny.
They got Patricia Gypsy Arquette. Pretty good.
Yeah, they did. So
I gotta watch this movie. John.
First things
it's
first.
Good.
Is it good?
It's a series.
I'll check it out.
There's Mommy, Dead, and Dearest.
Yes.
Is the doc about it.
Yeah.
So.
This is crazy.
You come find Nicholas Godejohn is like not fit for human level stuff.
He can be manipulated.
So I went on a tour. I have a friend. Yeah, he's
he lost
not
weight.
He got big again in prison.
Okay.
I got taken on a tour of true crime stuff mm-hmm. by a comic. Shout out Matt Wiedenhoff. He took me. So Nick, you come to find out, Nick Gotejohn was once arrested for masturbating in a McDonald's parking lot.
Okay.
For 8 hours.
Oh.
8 hours?
Eight yeah. hours of gooning.
What the fuck?
Using their Wi-Fi.
Did he at least buy a coffee?
No, he's in the parking lot. But we went and parked in the spot, and I took pictures.
Amazing.
Spot reserved for yeah.
jacket.
Do not jack off here. Yeah. Where did they put that sign up?
And the more you see what a momo this guy is. Mm-hmm. So he gets charged and he's gone.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. in jail.
He's Brendan Dassey.
He ain't coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he makes he makes Brendan Dassey look.
Yeah, like a scholar.
Capable.
So yeah. He's like really retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He ain't good.
Okay, okay.
Gypsy immediately says, you know, I was tortured. He killed her. I hid under the bed. I didn't know he was going to do it.
Oh, so she sold him out.
Dude threw this yeah. motherfucker up the river.
Wow.
Yeah, these hoes ain't loyal.
Then, I mean, she's out. Immediately, reality show.
Yeah.
Marries a dude, divorces him, new dude, pregnant. Reality shows up the wazoo.
Right. I'd heard her name. I didn't know that this
was
her backstory.
She was in jail
yeah. okay.
a little bit and then got
out. She did
out.
Some time, but yeah. nothing like a
right.
murder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now I personally think, and I could be wrong, they both killed her.
Right.
They both
killed
her. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, she was a big lady. Someone had to hold her
this
down.
This whole story of I hid under the bed.
Oh, this is, yeah, it's obviously fake.
Yeah.
Why would he kill the mom? Unless, like, she asked him to, too. She was obviously like,
she definitely.
You'll do a lot to get your dick sucked, you know?
Well, that's yeah. what I'm saying. I'm saying she was probably like, hey, can you kill my mom? And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's 100% what I think.
Right. Yeah. yeah.
And with how evil the mom was mm-hmm. and all she put this girl through.
Right.
I don't think it ends. That evil don't end there.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Because the mom's a piece of shit. They interview the mom's family. They sent the family the
yes.
mom's ashes. And the mom's dad was it? Because
yeah.
he goes, I flushed him down the toilet.
Yeah, really? No one Whoa. Liked her. And she was. She did torture Gypsy. Like
yeah,
that,
she
you know,
definitely tortured
her. Took away Gypsy's yeah. life, essentially. Wow. Yeah.
So now this girl who claims to
dark.
Have been manipulated and all this dark shit and has come to the point where now the videos between her and Nick Gotejohn
uh-huh.
have come out from when they were in a long distance thing.
Uh-huh.
And oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Is she an evil little monkey?
Really? Yeah. What'd she do?
Shannon, bring it up.
There's so many.
This is crazy.
So this is when she's claiming to be paralyzed and retarded and cancer-ridden. And she's making these videos with
yeah.
legs. Dude, he was tearing his fucking retarded dick off.
Yeah, I kind of get
God,
his
yeah.
point of view. Wow, okay. So are they trying to get Gotejohn out of jail or something?
Well, so, Shannon, do you have the one where she says...
She was cute.
What about their daughter, what he can do to their daughter?
No, I'll look it up. I have one more dancing one real quick. And
okay,
sure.
I want to see another one.
Of
yeah.
course.
Oh, they get pretty sadistic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's risque.
This is such a funny way to seduce someone.
So, by the way, now this is also fucking up the narrative of her mom controlling everything.
Yes.
Right.
Because where's the mom?
Why does she have
where
a phone?
Where is she getting this?
Yeah.
Where is she getting this lingerie? Unless he's sending it to her, but then
yeah, ordering online.
But then the mom, this whole narrative of the mom controlling everything and keeping her from society,
right,
starts, I think, to fall apart.
Right.
And again, I could be wrong and just hate women.
I don't like. I still question how much free will she actually had in these circumstances. Yes. Because, like, I mean, I know
is this an SOS?
Right, right. And like, I know that she's supposed to be like 23 in those videos, but apparently everyone else thinks, or she thinks, she's what, 16, 17, like way younger.
So the mom was telling her she was a teenager, and she's in her 20s.
Yes, yeah.
And the mom keeps pushing back her age.
Okay.
To continue to get
Jesus Christ. Yes.
Shit.
Yes, because
Jesus Christ.
It's just more benefits and stuff of having an under 18-year-old.
Yes. Right. Shit. Sick. Taxes, all that stuff.
Yeah. So every time they move, she basically knocks her age back down.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's also straight up doctor shopping.
Like, yeah. That helps with the doctor shopping too, because there's no record.
There's like, no. She keeps she said everything got destroyed in Katrina.
Yes.
So she used that as an opportunity to make her younger. And the doctors even were like, you know, she doesn't have, like, there were, they talk about it in the miniseries or the movie. The doctors are even like, there's something dramatically wrong. Like, doctors went and were like, she doesn't have any of this.
Yeah.
And so she was making up all this shit as she went along.
Wow.
But now we have this video of her, of Gypsy talking to Nick Godijan, going over the rules of their eventual marriage.
Your rules?
Yes.
Well, it's very. So there's a lot of like weird vampire play.
Yeah, this is it's real. Very like Dom SNM. Sub.
Yeah, it's a lot of Dom sub vampire play. he keeps saying he has like a dark personality.
Yeah, dark passenger.
Very, very every retard.
Yeah, autistic. Like guys who said wahaha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, he just needs a fedora.
Yeah, a very m'lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Very. I would compare him to the JP from Grandma's Boy.
Okay.
Guys in that level of
The kids who talked like Sephiroth.
Yes. Yeah. So, Shannon, do you have a video of Gypsy talking about what they would do to her 13-year-old daughter?
So I have a video of her speaking to him directly, but I couldn't find those quotes, but I have the quotes separately.
Bring up the, the quotes, and then we'll watch some of the video.
What great characters in this saga.
So she said that their potential future daughters would have to give up their virginity to their father. Quote, if we have a girl, the way it has to be is if we have a girl, she has to lose her virginity to you because you are the master of the household. I'm going to explain that to her whenever she comes of age where it's time to explain it. Like when she's 7, I won't explain that. But around 13, I'll explain.
Oof. Let's watch the videos they're talking. And now again, this is when she is, under no control, when she has no control over her life, and the mom is supposedly monitoring her permanently.
Right. Okay.
This might be it here.
Severity of keeping them a secret. And if we have a girl,
this is it.
The way it has to be is if we have a girl, she has to lose her virginity to you because you are. The master of the household. So, I'm gonna have to explain that to her whenever she comes of age where it's time to explain it. Other than that, like when she's 7, I won't explain that. But
you wouldn't want to be inappropriate.
And also, if you ever need, someone to, I guess, feed off of, but not kill, obviously. You know that I'll always give you my blood. You know that if you're ever weak or if you're ever so weak that, you know, you can't move or you're just really, really sick.
Jesus.
Don't worry. I'll give you my neck anytime you need. It is always yours, just as I am always yours.
All right. Well, highly recommend Mommy Daddy Dearest.
That is one molested girl.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Here's the other thing. If she knows now how old she is, she's doing a voice.
Right.
It does seem like a voice. Yeah.
Right.
She's doing a baby voice.
Yeah.
And if at this point she does, she's aware that she is being misportrayed as a child.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely using that to her evil advantage.
Yeah. And how old was Godijan?
I think he was younger than her.
Yeah, because I'm going to say, like, she She could catch a case for that, right?
I mean, I want to say.
Like, that's some...
That's so fucked up.
The whole thing is fucking bananas.
Also, what was the wig budget? She had so many wigs. How'd she hide them all?
She's a real wigger.
He's 2 years older than her.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Thank God.
So, yeah, right? She did cosplay at conventions.
Oh, that's right.
So I think the wigs are from all... Because she would go to Disney dressed as all the princesses. Right. She would go to cons as, like, anime shit. Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, so expensive, by the way. Mm-hmm. And, like, this was supposed to be a poor, you know, family single mom situation. And they just defrauded people.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the wit... And that actually could explain some of the out the bustier and stuff.
Maybe that
might have been played under the guise of cosplay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. It's all coming together.
But holy shit.
That's insane. That's a crazy story.
I think she was like severely abused.
100% abused. And, like, I would never argue
that. I thought she shouldn't have been in jail when that first happened. And then seeing all this kind of stuff, it's like, I think you're also right where it's like that evil got passed down. Like, she is a manipulator.
Well, it's weird for me to think she did it, but I still don't want her in jail.
Honestly, I think
this is
a little
got
eye for an eye right
you
now.
Get
like,
one.
You get one.
I feel bad for the dude.
I feel bad for him.
Because he's a dork and he's a douchebag who wanted to do like this weird power play with a woman.
Yeah.
Which is very predatory and very weird. Mm-hmm. And this whole like S&M, mm-hmm. 50 Shades of Grey, I'm the master, you're my property thing is creepy. But I think she fucking blew that fucking right up his ass.
Yeah.
And took advantage of this fucking Momo to do her violent bidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she should get punishment for that, not so much the murdering the mom part.
I think...
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, if you sold out...
I feel like I would call murdering the mom a wash.
Yeah,
right.
That's a wash.
They cancel each other out.
Yeah.
But getting a retarded guy, being like, this fucking weirdo kidnapped me.
Yeah.
Like,
that's defamation at the very least. If she's lying, I don't know. I just heard about the story today, so I don't know.
It's a lie. We can look into it. We'll talk again one day. We're going to move on.
Wait, real quick, did you see the Ari Aster, you know, the guy who directed Hereditary and Midsommar? He did a Pixar-style short film called Munchausen.
Oh, no, I have seen that.
I got to see that.
You got to watch it.
I have seen that. That was his movie he did before
Johnson's.
Strange Thing About the Johnsons, which I make so many people watch, and they all get so mad at me.
All of his short films are really fun. Like
he made those in college.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. They're all like, they're all very dark comedy shorts, basically.
Yeah, because Big J always tells me to text him if I see something really that like really breaks me.
Yeah,
and I sent him Strange Thing About the Johnsons. And I was like, going blind.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And I got a text a half an hour later, just, what the fuck?
It's so good. I think Johnson's is very well made, actually.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Everyone in it is really
and it's
good. Nobody's student acting.
Yeah. It makes sense he became a great filmmaker kind of ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
He's obviously very talented, even in college.
Man, he's got some darkness, though.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
What did his mother do?
If you saw Beau's Afraid, some real bad stuff.
Gypsy could have been a great
artist,
horror director.
Yeah,
You know, that's right, Zach. He does seem to probably hate his mom. Now, the Munchausen one and then Beau's Afraid is just about an evil mother.
And Hereditary?
And Hereditary, too.
Killing.
But that's kind of like not the mom's fault. That's the grandma's fault.
Still.
Yeah, the mom is fucked. I agree, though. Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right, we got a bunch of fun shit we're still doing. The Delco Pooper, who I don't know if you remember.
Oh, is this a new Kill Tony guy? Yeah, all right, so Tony, I'm going to poop on stage. Wow, unbelievable. How would you like a golden notebook?
I don't remember. It was a lady who. It was the lady that shit on the car, right, Shannon?
Yeah, here's a reminder.
The Delco the Pooper Delco is incredible.
So this lady got in a road rage incident and shit on the guy's car.
Wow.
She must have had to have gone.
It is, like, that is a perfect moment. If you got one.
Now, did the Eagles just lose? Because if so, I understand what she's going through.
Shit on her car.
If you are. If you've got one in the chamber that bad.
Yeah.
I kind of get it.
Right.
Yeah.
Only the other person is egregiously awful.
Right.
Yeah.
You're killing two birds with one stone. Yeah, for sure.
Now, that's a rough ride home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No wipes.
But are you really bothered by that if you're willing to
shit on a car in public?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I see lots of videos of people. It's in my algorithm. People just like popping a squat.
Yeah. But there were.
In stores and stuff.
There were plenty of Wendy's napkins in the glove compartment.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Wawa bag.
Yeah.
Expired wrap or like wrappers of the hamburger.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know what it was? Yeah. It was the paper Wawa subs coming.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God I stopped Hoagie that best. Wawa.
I remember my friend used to work at Stop and Shop. And they had an issue. There was an old man that kept coming in and just leaving logs on the floor.
Wow.
So we started calling it Stop and Shit. Because it was the same guy, and they were trying to catch him on the cameras, but he would elude them.
Right.
And everyone, but they would have the footage.
This is just like the last story, except
they would tape it on their phone of this kid, and he would just walk in. Nobody be in the aisle. You would look one, two.
Yeah.
And just a perfect poop. Log every time.
Wow. I wish
so
I
So you had a great time.
I was like saying.
I'm so mad how much better this, healthier this guy's guts were than me.
Dude, yes, my stomach hurts right now.
Like, literally.
I have to poop.
Anytime I've ever seen a poop in the wild, it's always been like that like alcohol liquid shit.
Is
you
that
know?
An alcohol shit?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh,
I've
for
seen
sure.
a few that have been pretty solid. There was a. Lady that was squatting, in my old building, and I'm convinced she used to sit in the lobby and ask for money, and people would kick her out, and she would find her way back in. I think she basically went home with some guy who was moving out,
yeah,
and just stayed,
yeah,
and was squatting. But she would like throw furniture out the window. She would like try and follow people into their houses.
Oh, nightmare!
And she shit. She would always have a tall boy in her hand.
Incredible.
And then my wife would always go, she drinks the same beer you do.
Ah.
My wife makes fun of me for drinking quote-unquote homeless beer.
PBR?
What?
Wait, what kind of tall boy?
Oh, she would always have like what I drink.
Like a uh-huh. Coors Banquet.
Okay,
Natty
you.
Light.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy
beers.
Stallion at the time, which were 99 one. Cents.
Okay. Gas station beers.
Yeah.
And she shit in our elevator.
Oh, what a bitch.
And it was... No semblance of a solid.
Ew.
It was
ew.
Dude, like fucking Stone Cold had two Yoo-Hoos.
Maybe she had her period. It was a period.
It was fucking
God.
Bananas
Jesus
how bad
Christ.
It was.
Oh.
So anyway, the Delco Pooper has face trial because, you know, you can't just shit on people's car.
That is assault, I'm pretty
right,
sure.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably a safety hazard. It's probably a bunch.
Biohazard. Yeah.
And public indecency.
Yeah, more like
true.
More like Nick didn't go to the John.
So Shannon, tell us what her deal is.
So she agreed that instead of going to trial, that she was going to enter a rehab program. So part of that is she has to complete 24 months of probation, anger management classes, and community service. She also is not allowed to post about her case on social media, and if she
Why
meets those
she
conditions, they're going to dismiss her case, okay. And it'll be expunged.
So she's not allowed to talk shit.
I love the name the Delco Pooper because it kind of sounds like a serial, like she was going around all of Delco.
Yeah.
Pooping.
Yeah. That is how, like, it's funny that they put that clause in there that she can't talk about on social media because that is how you grow a TikTok following.
That is true.
She would be, yeah, she
Delco
would be,
Pooper
she, but it would be like everyone's like, what the fuck is this? lady's bra. Yeah.
Yeah, like stop drinking because you could do this.
Sure.
She'd become like a sober influencer.
Or she'd become like a lol cow, like a Christian situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She could definitely be like people like laugh at her, like yelling at people at the supermarket and shit. I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Chris Chan's body cam footage of when he got arrested or she got arrested?
No.
You got. I mean, I won't go. It's I like everything Chris Chan. It's a whole saga, but it's crazy. Chris Chan is in the fucking back of the cop car explaining Sonichu lore. He's like, so then the two medallions, they go in and Sonichu and there's a virgins. And I was like, this guy is just Chris. This girl is just Chris Chan all the time. Like even when
and this was after they got caught having sex with their mother.
Yes. So they found Chris Chan in like a motel and. And Chris Chan is wearing the Sonichu amulet, and the motel room's a mess.
Explain Chris Chan to people. Okay, because it's been a while since there was a very
you can do it, Zach. I think
go to Johnish person whose claim to fame was creating a character called Sonichu, who was a mix between Sonic the Hedgehog and Pikachu from Pokemon.
Yep,
and. They were everything you think that person was going to be.
Yeah, just.
And then they transitioned. And when I say transitioned, I mean grew their hair.
Yeah. It's just not, it's
not putting the word.
Change their pronouns.
I have no
it's the first woman
hate
I
in my heart.
Yeah.
I have no issue. If you want to be called whatever you want to be called, I want to honor that and respect you. And I want you to be comfortable.
Right. But
you got to put in some semblance.
Yeah.
Of the work.
It was bad for the cause.
She looks like Ben Franklin.
Yeah, it's...
That's not my original thought. That's the internet also... there was a huge saga where they basically publicly made fun of this person.
And embarrassed them, and yes.
Yeah.
And then they got caught having sex with their mother?
Well, being on the phone with someone talking about, like, repeatedly, like, eating her out. And like, because her mom was, like, paralyzed. Basically, it was. That's Chris Chan.
Oh,
but you can't help but feel bad because this is like they are the most trolled person of all time, and we're already autistic. And like,
I haven't done this joke in years, and I need to do it because I need to tickle my own pickle. Mm-hmm. When it came out that this Pokemon enthusiast was caught raping his mother, my first thought was. Who's that poking mom?
Oh, that's really good. I like that.
Nice.
Well, they had already gotten in trouble with the police earlier for at GameStop, and there's video of it too, taking the Sonic games and trying to color them yellow with like a yellow highlighter, basically. Yeah. And they're like, you can't do it. He's like, yes, I can. And, like, oh, I think God. They like hit someone because they're like an employee or something like that. Anyway, the body cam footage just got released, and it's just so crazy that Chris
GameStop
Chan's wearing...
really is like To Catch a Predator for retards.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
To Catch a Redditor.
Nice.
Good night, everybody.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
We're here at
America, fuck yeah. Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
Why don't you take a seat by the PS2?
It really is like a honeypot.
Yes.
For out of control autistic people that don't rape children. They just like scream in public when they don't get their way.
I literally hate any time I have to get a gift for Joe.
Yeah.
And I have to go into a goddamn GameStop.
They have not changed. They have not changed.
Well, it's crazy the idea of going into a physical game store at this point.
I get it if you want to get games cheap.
Yeah,
like, it's a good way to sell games and buy them cheap. Like, because the digital downloads are always like, what?
Yeah.
$60.
I guess, but the whole, it just seems like
it's dated.
I've never been in one. If it's busy, it's not busy. It's a fucking.
Right.
Shit show of like little kids trying to buy things they can't get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Autistic people freaking out or like trying to hold court.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the employees are so
rude. They're in
rude.
Their realm.
They're like
they're
like comic book
also
store people. Yeah.
Autistic.
Yeah.
They're the king. They're
the king of that domain.
It's like the what was the experiment?
That's funny,
where they made the prisoners.
Oh, the Stanford prison
experiment.
Yeah, GameStop's like the Stanford prison experiment for retarded people, for autistic people.
That's so funny.
They made some of them in charge.
Amazing.
Some of them.
That is amazing.
And you can see how they abuse their power.
You get a shot because you're so bad at multiplayer.
I'm really mad about how good
that's
you
should say that on stage actually. That's great. That's really good, man. I mean comic book guy came out like what, like 20 years ago, and they're still like that.
Yes.
They're still like those guys. Mm-hmm. Like they're rude. I'm like, you should be thankful anyone's buying physical media. I mean, I guess they're retail employees, so, you know.
Right. No, but, that sucks,
but
too.
They don't do their job like every other retail employee. They act like you're bothering them. And I'm
they
like,
just look up stuff on the computer all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mario Kart?
Yeah, exactly.
The new one? Yeah, you would play Mario Kart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy something.
Comic book stores, because when I'm on the road with Tomaselli, if we have time to kill, and I'm like, all right, we're just going to find every comic book store in, you know, within an hour. And hit them all and see what like what's farting around,
right?
Or vintage shop, record shops, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Physical media stores are fun.
We
go
antique.
Yeah.
We go vintage shopping. You know,
browsing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
You're a lovely couple on the road.
We get hot dogs. We smoke weed in parks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lovely day. I explained to somebody once. I had a day that was
you
so
guys
nice.
Together. Probably look like Sandler and Farley in the old married
literally.
Couple sketch.
We had such a great day. One day on the road where, like, we went shopping, we smoked pot, we fucking went and got hot dogs.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And I said at the end of that day, if we had been married, that would be the day I think about as we hold hands on my desk.
You had a nice
so
guy.
It was just the nicest day.
Yeah.
Hank, wasn't that a nice day?
Someone kill me now, God. And I will say some comic book places are, like, so condescending.
I know.
So rude.
So scary.
It's like, dude, first of all, the books are so overpriced. I just got Swamp Thing because I haven't seen it or read it, I guess. And they're like mean. They're like mean to you. I'm like, come on.
I had a guy.
Please don't be mean to me.
On that trip with Tomaselli, start nerdsplaining the Toxic Avenger to me.
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
And I just slowly brought my sleeve up to show that he's my entire forearm. And then he's nice. Like, how do you know the Toxic Avenger? And I went, I've been working with trauma for 15 years. And he's like, yeah, but you had, and then he just completely
amazing.
Went back on his.
Dude, it's like nerd dick measuring contest.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, though. It's because they're the king in there. And they're like, I'm the dominant. I got to dominate. And
well, there's a lot of like, when you go on the road and find comic book stores, I don't think they want to sell shit. Like,
right.
I think they just have a big collection.
Yeah, come look at my stuff.
Right.
And it's like, come look at my room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't touch anything.
They get mad when you take something.
Yeah.
But I've had places, like, I had a, it was like a vintage store, and they had a bunch of Toxic Crusaders action figures. And I was like, I'd buy those. And I went up, and I asked, and they were crazy. And I just showed him on eBay how much they were.
Right.
And he's like, and I went, buddy. And I waited for everybody to leave the store, because I didn't want to be a dick.
Yeah.
I go, dude, do you really want to sell these? Or do you just, like, have, he goes, well, I want to sell them. I went, how long have they been on the fucking shelf?
Yeah.
And he goes, 5-6 years. And I went, we're in like, what, you know, some nowhere New York. I went, how many people are walking in here who are huge fans
of the Toxic
Crusaders, the Toxic Crusaders one season cartoon from 1993 that they came in and knew the names of the characters of each toy?
Right.
And he went, never. I went, do you think somebody else is going to come in tomorrow with a bag with a dollar sign on it and go, give me your finest toxic toys?
Yeah,
or can we just fucking do this, man?
Nice.
Did you get them?
Yep, I did.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think I talked them down to $5 a toy.
Great. Nice. Amazing. Well done.
I love, dude, I walk into those stores like I'm in a fucking market in Bangladesh.
They probably hate to see you
come. They probably hate it.
They hate it.
Yeah.
It's like,
I will literally, because I was going with cash.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go, this is what I have to spend in here.
Yeah.
Let's talk turkey.
You're like the Minnesota Fats of comic book stores.
New Jersey Fats.
Yeah, New Jersey Fats. Ah, see? That's $5.
Because I got fucked at a pawn shop once. And ever since then, I go in to negotiate.
Yeah.
I had an old roommate. Shannon, I apologize if I told this recently. I had an old roommate who moved out. And he couldn't afford the last, like, rent.
Mm-hmm.
But his girlfriend had lived with us. And he goes, here, she played violin. And she left her violin. I'll let you have that, and you can pawn it. And he was just trying to pawn show up. He was just trying to get out.
Yeah.
Right. I go, you know what? I'll do that. And here I am, in my head, thinking about every episode of Pawn Stars I've ever watched.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Going, all right, I'm going to go in. I'm going to... You know, not let him lowball me. You know, if he's going to offer one thing, I'll take it down $5, $10.
Yeah.
I walk in with this fucking violin. The guy never even looks up from the computer. I open the violin. He looks at me and goes, no.
No.
I went, oh, come on, man. Nothing. And he just goes on eBay and types it in. He goes, that's worth $20. It's not worth my time. And then just turns it around. He goes, thank you. Goodbye.
Whoa.
And I was so fucking embarrassed.
Yeah. That's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
And again, so he did
it's like no bedside manner.
Yeah. He did not want to be spoken to.
Right.
And it made me so mad. So now when I go in, I want to be the negotiator.
Yeah. It's like a pawn shop is like a scumbag comic book shop.
More or less.
Yeah, you know, it's like they talk about holding the power.
So this is a stupid question. How do pawn shops work? Like you bring in something and they're like, this is, I'll give you $30 for this. And then you like give them the money back or something?
Okay, so you can sell or pawn.
Mm-hmm.
If you pawn something, they will give you a loan.
Mm-hmm.
You have 30 days to pay the money they gave you, plus usually 10 or 15% interest to get your item back.
Interesting.
If you do not give them that money in whatever the allotted amount of time is, they now own it.
Okay. Okay. And people can buy that stuff from the pawn
and
shop?
And you can go and buy that
shit. Okay. Is it usually discounted at a pawn shop? Or is like, can you get good deals at a pawn shop? Is it like a Buffalo Exchange?
I think it depends.
Depends, okay. Yeah.
Depends on the store. Like some places like, of course, not the ones on TV.
Right.
Like those, you go to those specifically because you can say you went there.
Yeah. Right, to the
but if you go to a regular one, you'll find shit like, it's a lot of jewelry shit.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Assume if you bring in jewelry, they're going to weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're going to get whatever the meltdown value is.
That's crazy.
But you'll go in, I've seen like, it'll be like a lot of like outdated electronics.
Gotcha.
Shit anybody, like, I had another roommate who was a fucking junkie. And he would pawn his laptop every month for rent.
What?
And then buy it back. And I was like, dude, can you just get ahead of this?
Yeah.
Because you keep paying for your computer again. Every
like
month he would pawn it.
Yeah.
And then pay 10% on it to get it back.
That's so funny.
And it was insane because it was a shitty laptop. It wasn't a Mac. It was like a $300 computer.
Yeah. Like, I got
a
system.
It was his only asset.
Yeah, and he was so renting funny. His own computer back every month.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, at least he came up with the money every month somehow. That's crazy. Can you get ahead of it?
Where were we? Okay. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Small Batch Cigars. Simple, fast. Small batch. Having cigars in the house is the same as having a fine cheese, a bottle of wine. Makes you look like a classy individual. And our friends at Small Batch Cigar have you covered. They have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. They have the most thorough packaging in the industry. They all come with that Bovita pack, so everything you get delivered to you is super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. So go to smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click the new button first to shop the newest arrivals. Plus, we got a discount code for you kids. That's GAS10, GAS10, for 10% off, plus those 5% rewards points. Check them out. Let them know we sent you. That's smallbatchcigar.com. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show. Here's a fun one. Meat discovered in traveler's luggage, and everyone starts freaking out because of what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do.
So, somebody's traveling. Where were they coming from, Shannon?
Let's see. So, I think this, coming from Africa, and I think it was in Chicago, but it's coming from Africa.
The fuck is that?
It's like a freeze-dried monkey.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I know.
Shannon?
I know my meat.
Yes, it was a monkey. And then there was also, let me just click over so I see the
exact
amounts.
Wait, why did
it
have like wings?
No, I think it's like little bitty hands.
Okay.
You're seeing it's like ribby pieces.
It looks like a bat to me. Like, yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Because there was a whole bunch of other stuff that they had also. 1 second. Yeah, it was Chicago bound.
Is that like, that didn't look edible.
No, not at all. It looked like a Spirit of Halloween decoration.
Yeah.
But like, I could see if it was a delicacy, and they're like, you know what? They just don't have good monkey in Chicago. Not what I've heard.
So it's 11 pounds of beans with pests in them, 17 pounds of unknown plants, and 4 pounds of non-human primate meat.
Why did he do that?
Yeah.
Were they trying to sell it, or are they just living with it?
They don't know.
This is my roommate.
Maybe it was for voodoo purposes.
Can I ask a real honest question, and please forgive me? Is there anything black people won't bring on a plane? What? I can't figure
headphones.
Out. thank you. Dude, I can't. The amount of times I've had, like, my fucking hair pomade or makeup or whatever the fuck I travel with thrown out in front of me.
Right. Yeah.
And then I see a black lady with a full seafood boil on. How the fuck did you get that on the fucking plane? I've seen at in Chicago, I've seen people get on the security line with full catering trays.
That's cool. I get it. Airport food is so expensive.
I know.
Pack a sandwich.
I know.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you... If you need something that needs Sternos...
Yeah.
And then the rudeness to bring it on the fucking plate.
Yeah, that is.
To bring boiling sea... And listen, I think those things are delicious.
They are delicious.
But I cannot assume everyone else on the plane is super cool with that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm cognizant of what I eat the day before a flight.
Sure.
You know, it's like, no, we're not going to order Indian food tonight. You know, I have a flight at 7 a.m.
100%.
Yeah, you don't want to lay a Bombay.
Yeah.
I just don't get how they get it on the fucking plane.
Right.
Huh? All the juices and shit in there, how the fuck do you...
I don't know.
I can't bring a bottle of water.
No.
I know, it's so annoying.
Still.
Yeah.
One time I was on a flight and the TSA was held up and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And there was a guy just like a shitload of cash in like an envelope, just like like a ton of cash. It was really like that was kind of crazy.
I get stopped almost every time.
Really?
And it's always, dude, one time, well, he goes, because there's something in your bag we need to look at. And I open it up. It was a book.
That's crazy.
Mm. And she goes, what's this? I went, a book.
The Mein Kampf.
No, it was like just like a history, but not that kind of history.
The Rise of the Third Reich.
Yeah, it's a great autobiography.
And like, it just looks weird in there. We don't have people traveling with these most of the time.
With books,
dude. It was.
Where do you fly out of?
Jersey City.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
There we go.
But yeah, and then I've been stopped. Usually, I'll get. Why you got makeup?
Why you got makeup?
Because I'm a faggot. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? So did they get charged with anything, Shannon, with the meat, or they're allowed to fly with that?
Are you? I didn't even know.
You're not supposed to take.
No, there's no way.
You're not supposed to travel with food.
That like disrupts the ecosystem kind of shit.
Yeah. We're going to have fucking dead monkeys everywhere.
Yeah, customs or whatever. It's like when Bart brought the frog
to Australia.
Yeah.
I called them wuzzles.
It says that they're all prohibited items. They were seized and destroyed, but it doesn't say if they were like fined or anything.
Someone tasted that monkey.
They just threw it out. Right in front.
It's like
just
when they throw away weed.
Yeah.
No.
Just 4 pounds of monkey meat. Dude, did you see?
You're going to have to eat this right here.
Oh, like Liz Lemon with her sandwich?
Yeah.
Guy eating a whole monkey?
Yeah.
I will eat it right now. I can have it all.
Or they just put it in the staff room. Yeah. It's like, oh, there's snacks in the staff break room.
I mean,
room.
It's just like, I mean, good. Like, good. I don't want fucking COVID, right? It's like, don't bring a fucking full monkey over. I don't know.
Did you see some places now have a weed amnesty box?
I have seen that.
Oakland has that.
In Canada, there's a lot of that.
They just take that, right?
Yeah.
There's no 100%. Way on earth that's getting destroyed.
Amnesty. No.
That just somebody gets to take that home, right?
Yeah. I mean, it would be dumb to destroy it. What a waste.
I in Oakland, they just let you fly with it, actually. It's like in the rules that they decriminalize it at the Oakland
What if you're
airport.
Going to Texas?
Well, that's the thing, is if that's your risk.
Don't get
once
caught.
You land, you can get arrested still with the weed if you're flying to somewhere else. But you can leave Oakland. Like, you can put it in your TSA bag. Last I looked.
People do that anyways. But
yeah, so. I think that's the thing. Like,
I always just check my bag if it has weed in it.
You shouldn't do that, though. Because they'll randomly check checked bags. Mm. It's easier to get away with it in the carry-on.
So, I've never.
Yeah, I've researched this. I've done a lot of research into this.
I've never real drugs, just weed.
Yeah. I mean, weed's very not. I mean, I think people.
And it's usually from somewhere where it's legal to New York.
There
right.
you go. Yeah.
So I've never really.
I think
worried
if
that
you
about it.
if you're yeah, honestly, in the checked plane, yeah, if it's checked, I guess it's like, what can they do? Although it's against the federal law.
Well,
still,
yeah.
Right?
Well, Trump just made it like a class 3. Like,
yeah, it's
he,
a class 1.
Yeah. Yeah. I would actually recommend not checking it. I would put it in like your carry-on. Even though it seems more stressful, it's actually a safer bet.
Well, we're also
because they can't see weed in that thing.
You can also find weed wherever you are.
That's of course. Good point, yeah.
But sometimes you do a comedy festival.
Yes. Right,
and people bring you a close to a couple ounces.
Right.
And you don't want to leave that.
Yeah.
Sure, you bribe some of the people at the hotel with it.
Yeah.
Sure, you give it out as much as you can, but then...
You still have...
You've never gotten that creepy note in your check bag that's like, we looked at this.
Oh, I've gotten that.
Yeah.
I've never gotten it.
Yeah.
I don't really check
They'll leave
bags.
A note like a little serial killer or Catwoman or something. That'll be like, we looked through your bag. Just
I wonder if it's because my bag is neon green and covered in stickers that they're like, this would be stupid to put drugs in here.
Yeah.
What kind of idiot would...
Hiding in plain sight.
If this guy's a terrorist, he's some kind of Riddler situation. Yeah. So...
I do have my suitcase is neon green, and literally every time I'm with somebody, they go, that's definitely your bag, right? When they see it coming.
Yeah.
My bag,
so
Dylan did it when we were landed in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
So we were waiting for our bags, and Dylan goes, which one's yours? I'm like, you'll know.
Oh, that's so funny.
All right, we'll do one.
I'd love to have a brand that strong. luggage.
Right? You know your luggage, voice so well.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to, I'm going to try and tell the story as offensive as possible to my wife's family. My father-in-law's a little out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet man. He was kind of dopey when I met him 10 years ago. He's declining slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very sweet old man. Mm-hmm. And he's got an issue right now because he's been in and out of the hospital where he has to take a pill before he eats because his body is not digesting.
Okay.
So it just it's like right. having a funnel,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
so in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up, and all he can talk about is his fucking pill. He's got him in his hand. I take my pill before I eat anything, and he's like having cheese and crackers. Takes his pill all day. I take my at one point. I lost my pill. Did you look in your pockets, George? Got him.
Yeah.
Right. Just all day this pill. Christmas Eve dinner. Beautiful, big ziti, meatballs. Mm. He's obsessed with anchovies. They get him a jar of anchovies. He puts them in his salad and on his garlic bread. Wrapping up dinner. Uh-oh.
Oh,
what?
My God.
I think I didn't take my pill.
Oh, no.
Dude.
It just went straight through. Ugh.
It was
insane.
I mean, we might as well have just poured it.
Oh, Lord.
We might as well have blended it. Yeah.
Sounds like the Delco Poopers
back
in action.
Yeah, literally. Too bad there wasn't a road rage.
And they had to throw him in the bathroom. Ugh. And when I say dinner went sour quick.
Yeah.
Because whatever was in this old man.
Oof.
It... From the sound and smell, I think there was like a license plate in it. It was bananas.
Ugh.
And then, thank God, I did not get up the next day. Because apparently what I missed was my mother-in-law, because he's got like a little like plastic urinal for when he can't get into the bathroom. And my sister-in-law walked in on... Her mother holding her dad's dick while he pissed into a jar.
This is why marriage is so terrifying.
Dude, fuck that. I would tell my wife to kill me.
Literally.
I would smother me with a pillow, take all my shit.
I'm for, like, elective, you know, euthanasia. Like,
you know,
take yourself out.
You do get so old that you do be, like, you loop back around and, like, being a baby again.
Yes,
and you're,
100%.
Like, just stoked that everything's happening. Like, what the fuck? Whoa. Hey.
Oh. Full. Like, it was a kid's Christmas for him.
Yeah. That's like my grandma. She's like,
I know.
It's the most she's ever smiled is now because she says, like, no, this is a very Abe Simpson moment. We were all eating dinner at Christmas and she was like, well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh, my
grandpa would do that. My grandpa would always have the wrong holiday.
Yeah.
And we tried to explain it to her and she's like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
The last time I saw my Cuban grandma, she had dementia. She told the table, I was with my wife. And she told everybody that it was okay that I was gay and they all should stop talking about me behind my back.
Wow.
She really pulled back the curtain on that one.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, She would say, Zachary is creative like the Elton John. That was her nice way of saying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she told me in front of my wife, it's okay to be gay and everyone should stop talking about you behind your back. Oops.
Old habits die hard.
He's got a little sugar in the tank.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more and then get out of here. Actually, you know what? Let's take a look at this. Girl dates a zombie doll.
Okay.
Yes, I am romantic with all of them, but mainly it's usually Kelly.
Pause.
Kelly.
Pause. I see a bit of a pelvic. I think there's a bit of a pelvic floor issue here.
Yeah, is there a correlation between autism and big old titties?
Honestly, yes. From a lot of the open micers I've dated. Yeah.
From a personal perspective, honestly, yes.
I'm safe.
Good.
Oh my god. The zombie dolls is bad.
Another job taken by AI.
Oh.
I was 10. I found Kelly on a creepycollection.com site.
Oh my god.
And I had to have her. And
pause.
My dad.
No, this bitch is unbearable.
Yeah.
I would blow up GameStop. whatever this bitch needs to tell me, whatever she needs to tell me. I need to die. I would throw myself off a roof before having a fucking conversation. There's a reason this girl, the dolls she fucks need to be dead. This bitch sucks.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She is one of the worst ones of people I've seen, like, obsessed with their, like,
so,
real life dogs.
It's actually fine.
There's a lot of actuallys and literallys.
So
happening.
Literally and actually, the dog. It's 2 years older than 18, so it's legal in many states.
Yes.
Keep
literally.
It moving, Shannon.
Just. In school, he let me have her.
Why do they all have that voice?
Grade, and by the time I was 13, Kelly was mine. These are my other partners, and no, they're not children. She's 38. He's 37. And she's 39.
Legit talk.
And I'm fucking retarded.
Legit talks just like Chris Chan, by the way.
Yes.
This is what Chris Chan sounds like describing the Sonichu universe.
Keep it going.
She didn't say the age of the youngest one, though.
Yeah. No, she did not.
So she's underage.
Yeah. Are they poly?
I don't know.
I think they're
in England. And she is very intelligent, very. Yes, I am.
Jesus Christ.
I know it's autistic people blink a lot. That's like a thing.
It's like a tick.
Yeah.
Right.
That is her family.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad holiday.
And you know she doesn't live alone. Like, she doesn't live on her own. That's mom and dad's house.
That's like the kind of girl that slides into my DMs because
most likely mom's house.
I heard you on the Real F podcast and I think that you're very, very funny.
Let's be honest. Mom and dad ain't together.
No.
There's too much stress in that household.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about a zombie marriage? That one. Yeah. Right? Okay.
You either get that or you get Nick who goes off and kills.
Right, the mom.
You know, a mom for pussy. Like, you.
I got to be honest. Lateral move.
Yeah. Like, this is all the consequence of being unmonitored.
Right.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is crazy. So I found another video of her, and it includes a video of her marrying one of them.
Yes.
Nice. So she's married.
Yeah, to one of the dolls.
Wedding. On a DVD. Not even a file on a computer.
Please blur
who the
faces.
Fuck is indulging in this, by the way?
And I really enjoyed marrying you, you know?
I can't. Oh, God, there's so many comic books and D&D things.
Someone save that cat.
Oh, I see Nightmare Before Christmas merch. Hi,
I don't know how much of it you want to watch.
And I'm married to my love, Kelly the Zombie Doll.
Kelly the Zombie Doll.
When I was 10,
oh my God.
I found Kelly on a...
Oh, so this is a longer version of the clip.
Yeah. I don't know how much.
Oh man, what she could have fooled. She could have fooled you back in the day.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
She just looks like a Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, she was a weird black chick.
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
And I had to have her. And I my had to dad have her. Said if I get good grades in school, he'll let me have her.
If I get good grades in school.
By the time I was 13, Kelly was mine. I chose a zombie doll because I love zombies. Her look may bother people, but she doesn't bother me. Just because she's a zombie doll doesn't mean she's evil.
Rare black girl with bad skin, by the way.
I like and love zombies. I think they're cool. That doesn't mean I'm attracted to dead people.
Oh,
it just means I love dolls.
She looks so normal.
I just happen to like the horror dolls. I like to go shopping with Kelly and buy outfits for her. Because
oh
it's fun and it actually helps me with my depression.
Always
how she
really? Because it depresses the shit out of everybody that sees you.
Probably not too good.
No, you look stupid. People are going to think we're idiots if you wear that.
It's nice.
Maybe the Deadpool hat. No, what was I even thinking?
What am I a fucking... No, no, no.
In my head, this looked a lot better.
Tomboy, she's a tomboy. When I'm talking about Kelly, I'm speaking from my heart. Some people think it's a big joke.
She looks like
it's not
James
me.
Girl
you know,
Delfini.
And we even have matching necklaces.
She looks like the black guy that sings operatic versions of wrestling theme songs. Time to play the game.
She has a tattoo that says Kelly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, the zombie also has a tattoo.
I like to go out to eat. Kelly,
zombie's got a tattoo that says retard.
Dumb bitch.
I like shrimp and she likes broccoli.
Oh, this is why she gained weight. She's obviously eating the zombie's food every time.
Yeah. I like it too. Like
she has no jaw, though.
It's always nice taking Kelly out for
a bite. No jaw.
Sometimes I get a little nervous because of what people might say. When I think of Kelly, I think of her as a person.
Man, she must
and
be chock full
of
autism. Like, so much.
That way. And I'm tired.
An experimental amount.
Right.
Like Captain America's super serum.
Yeah,
they
like
studied her, they come up with a syndrome named after her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bad things and mean things. And, you know, everybody says don't bully until it's something that they don't like or they don't understand. And people fear what they don't understand.
That's
oh,
so
no. Did she just look into my soul when she said that?
So fucking
he reminds
true.
Me of, she reminds me of that one kid from Heavyweights.
I know you're talking about. Yeah, you know. Wait, go back a second. Wait, dude,
people
look at
fear what they don't understand.
Look at her eyes.
Every autistic person has a little mwahaha in them.
Yeah. Look at her eyes when she says that.
They don't understand. And people fear what they don't understand.
People fear.
They were your whole chest.
Everyone is afraid.
With my love for Kelly. And I'm not a pedophile. And I'm not an evil person. And I'm not possessed. And she's not
I'm not a pedophile at all.
Is this what they mean when they say give the pedophiles dolls?
I love just in there being like, look, I am not a pedophile.
Not that this even needs to be said.
It's one of those things.
But I am not a pedophile.
Just so everyone knows, I am not a pedophile.
Lady? You'd be so much less weird if you were a pedophile.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. So how'd you meet the zombie? I am not a pedophile.
She could have been Ma. Ma.
Holy shit, keep it moving.
I'm not a pedophile at all.
Who I love, or to society, what I love, because of an opinion.
She just slipped in that I'm not a pedophile. Like, did not elaborate.
Ever be there. It could change, but I don't think it will.
I don't think it will. I love autistic people have that condescending voice a little bit. Like, yeah, pretty much
they're
that.
They're so sure.
Yeah, they're so sure of themselves.
I love to her in that kind of way. Like, hey, Kelly, you know, I love you, and I just wanted to have a little. And it was around my birthday.
Who is
birthday,
this guy?
So I know.
These two guys are enabling this.
It was
this.
A really beautiful day. I had a really beautiful dress. I felt like
kissing.
A real woman, and like, aww. And then Kelly was dressed really nicely, and. Really
is she Jewish?
Day
wait, is the doll Jewish?
Also, is Kelly a guy?
No.
Oh, they're in a lesbian.
No, it's a progressive.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's
I
nice.
I like doing this because... Like,
you think they fought over who had to wear this dress?
This is a queer relationship.
It makes me feel relaxed.
I'm really excited to meet all my favorite comedians at Skankfest later this year.
Bushy beard when I was a kid. My dad recently passed away, and he meant and means a lot to me. Because, you know, even though he didn't really understand me, like, all the way, you know, he still accepted me, and he tried so hard to be a good dad, and
depressing. Now I'm very sad.
Childhood was okay, but then as I got to be teenager,
I don't think so. I don't think it was okay.
Go back to that Christmas picture. Here's the first time my dad caught me trying to fuck the soldiers in this Christmas pageant.
Dad, they're pretty sexy, yeah, but could they?
I don't know about you, Dad, but these inanimate soldiers are really getting my puffy wet.
Well, can we take off their jaws, though? That might be pretty fun if we put some blood on them and took off their jaws.
Now, yeah, now just imagine if they were dead bodies, if they were also corpses, Father.
Yeah, they're too alive for me, I think. I'm not a pedophile, by the way.
Just so you know. Not a pedophile. Not a pedophile.
This poor girl, she should be in the WNBA. She shouldn't be doing all this.
Keep it going.
You're 15 and up. It got really difficult because I found my birth family. I wanted to have a relationship with my birth father because he was a lot younger. And I knew my father, Charles, who adopted me, wasn't going to last that long. He was old. He was older.
Jesus Christ. This is so sad.
And when I tried to be with my birth father,
this is literally like heartbreaking.
He ended up hanging himself, and I saw him brain dead on life support and everything else like that.
Oh, my God.
I tried to
be with
my
birth father.
That's why, yeah.
She was talking to me.
Well, they say your sexuality comes from your parents, so she saw her dad brain dead and was like, I'm getting a little turned on right now.
When I get out of prison, just because I get out of prison doesn't mean that I drop me and your father just going to drop everything. Just because you're around and I don't, and that just hurt my feeling. And then it just seems like family can really be tough, you know? Kelly was there with me through all of it, and that's why our bond.
She didn't have a choice.
Dead dolls don't go anywhere.
Where's she gonna go?
I just think that as time went on, I just started like treating the dolls more like people.
Oh my God.
My empathy receptors are like on overdrive, and this is like making me mad.
Dude, this is
I've never felt this.
The new Toy Story is dark.
I've never felt that mix of empathy and also like, what the fuck is your problem?
Yeah,
this reminds me of when I watched the real life Peter Griffin documentary. Like, that's the last time I felt that combo of emotion.
Yeah, all right,
let's finish it and then we'll be done here.
Other partners, and no, they're not children.
No,
they get so mad.
He's 37,
and whoops,
39. Zoe is
so she's into older guys.
She's from what I feel, she's from London, England, and she is very intelligent, very witty. He's all happy and fun. He kind of reminds me of Ted the Bear. And then, like, Courtney's, like, badass. Like, speak your mind, be cool. And
Yes,
I am romantic with all of them, but mainly it's usually Kelly. I go through little phases, like a Courtney, or Tommy, Zoe. Sometimes it feels like I'm actually really falling in love all over again. But I know I always keep going back to Kelly. And it's like, I just love Kelly. She's short, but who cares? There are
That's
people
what I
out
say.
There who have dysfunction. Who cares?
I am offended. Do not compare really me to that zombie freak. I'm Ted the Bear. How dare she compare me to this dumb bitch? I can talk. What the fuck is she talking about?
I'd never fuck her.
You'd never fuck her.
And I'm not. I would never do something like that.
I say, get away from me, retard.
Get away from me, fucking retard. I can actually talk and walk. That's a doll, you dumb bitch. I mean, if I fucked it, it would be some kind of crime, right, Johnny?
I'd get in more trouble. And I'm a bear.
Here's how fucked up this is. If we had sex, I would go to jail. And I'm a bear that came to life.
I'd be in my life totally perfect. I'd still be with Kelly because I noticed that I just draw to inanimate objects like dolls and stuff like that. It's object and sexuality. But I don't really like to consider it that way because my dolls don't look like objects. They look like people. But then again, I'm not attracted to people. So I'm kind of in the middle there. For the people that want to know why, I don't know why, because that's just the way I am. When people say I'm mentally ill because of Kelly, no. I'm mentally ill because of people like you and other people who are not nice.
Can't argue
mentally
with that.
Ill meaning bipolar, depression, and anxiety. You know, and stuff like that.
Autism.
But I don't really hear her talk. I just think of the voice, and that's what makes me think. You know what I mean? Or I feel a feeling like somebody can feel God or Jesus.
You know
like,
what I'm realizing?
Talking to
she talks just like the Rizzler. Like explaining the Riz face, like, and then I do this, and then this, and then that's the Riz face.
That's how I feel with my dolls. I don't really hear things, and I'm not mentally ill when it comes to that.
And I'm not.
But Kelly helps me with my depression and helps me with my anxiety.
How awful is her bush?
But it makes.
I was just thinking the hygiene. You don't need to have good hygiene with inanimate
worst
object
bush
either.
Since George W. I'll tell you.
Oh boy. All right, we're calling it there. I want to thank my wonderful guests, Robbie Goodwin and Kelly Taylor. Please support them. Check out the Arena of Ideas.
Arena of Ideas
and
premiering.
Please, check out I Feel Fat Today. And thank you so much to Jorge and Shannon in the booth. And we'll see you on Wednesday. Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.